When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Contestants are WWE superstars.
He is a WWE superstar who attended Millbrook Elementary School. Please welcome Big Show.
Big Show, welcome to our show.
Welcome.
Yeah, knowing we have a great crowd.
Right? I'm sure somebody's told you this before. You're kind of a big guy.
No.
Now, what size shoe?
An 18-6E.
18-6E.
Yeah, so I basically can walk in the snow without snowshoes.
My fishing boat is an 18-6E.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think that's my old tennis shoe.
Well, WWE superstars are playing for charity all week long. Tell everybody about the charity you're playing for
well,
today.
Of course, I'm playing for the USO.
Awesome, man.
Give it up.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the United States of America. I love our country, and I'm very proud of our veterans. And I've gone every year to... every Christmas to Afghanistan and Iraq to visit our troops and do shows for them. And I just thought that anything I can give back to our country, I'm going to do.
Absolutely. So. Thank you, Mike. That's great. They do great stuff.
Yes, they do.
Great awesome. Stuff. These are your new classmates. Let me introduce them to you.
Okay.
You have Kamani.
Kamani.
Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
And Kevin.
Yeah.
All right, Big Show, pick one of them. Let's get started.
Taylor, to start with, come on over, Taylor. Senior. Don't you wish you had that much energy?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. How are you?
You want to see a fun thing? Hold your hand up next to me.
There you go. Wow, that's crazy.
But you know what? I think you guys are going to make a good team.
Yeah. I think so. All right, man. Let's
and
do this.
And here's what else I think. I think we're going to make some money for the USO today.
There you go.
Let me tell you how this is going to work. You're going to take a little test with us. It's 10 questions. They range from first grade through the fifth grade. First grade questions worth $500. Fifth grade questions are worth $5,000. We get finished with this. I've got a bonus question that can multiply your winnings times 10. You could leave today winning $250,000 for the USO.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
All right. Let's find out. Is Big Show smarter than a fifth grader?
No pressure, right?
No pressure. All right, Taylor. 10 subjects up there. If you had to help him with one, what would you recommend?
I would recommend fifth grade U.S. history.
Fifth grade U.S. history, but it's up to you, Show.
Fifth grade U.S. history.
Fifth grade U.S. history. All right, to the top of the board.
She instills confidence in me. I feel good about it. High five.
There we go. All right. Fifth grade U.S. history, it's worth $5,000. Here's the question. Who was the second vice president of the United States? Who was the second vice president of the United States? Taylor has locked in her answer.
I think I'm going to use one of my cheats just to get started
sure.
and get going.
Sure, well, they're fifth grade questions.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. That makes me feel better. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's fifth grade questions scare me.
I wear spandex for a living, okay? Let's do the peek.
You want a peek? You want to lock that in? Do the peek?
Okay, yeah, I do the peek. Ready? They said to slam this thing really hard, right?
Well. All right, you want a peek. The question is, who was the second vice president of the United States? This fifth grader said, she said, Thomas Jefferson. How's it feel?
I'm going to go with her.
You want to lock that in?
Yes, I will. Whew. Okay, no pressure here.
Big Show, the second vice president of the United States, was actually Thomas Jefferson!
Yeah!
show?
Fifth grade measurements.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Fifth grade measurements. You can double that 5,000 with a correct answer. Here's the question. How many micrometers are in 1 centimeter? How many micrometers are in 1 centimeter? Taylor has locked in her answer.
1 centimeter, I'm gonna say that there are 10 micrometers in 1 centimeter.
Lock that in?
I'm not real confident in anything. Okay, I'm gonna lock it in.
Locking it in. All right. How many micrometers in 1 centimeter? Your logic was right. It's okay. Just a little short.
Ooh.
There are actually 10,000 micrometers. There it is. 1 meter is 1 million micrometers. 100 yeah. centimeters is 1 meter. 1 million divided by 100 is 10,000 micrometers. Ooh. All right, so if Taylor said 10,000, you've got $10,000. If she said anything else, we're back to zero.
Oh.
Take a look at the board. Taylor said 7. Look at this face. You can't even get mad at her.
Absolutely.
That's
not.
All right. That's okay. All right.
We're good.
Let's make some back.
We'll make some back. I like that idea. Let's make some back. 8 subjects up there. What would you like next?
Life science.
Fourth grade life science.
All right. Get this one right. We have $3,500 for the USO. Here's the question. Tropical rainforests have 4 basic layers of trees. Which of these is not a layer in a tropical rainforest? Canopy, nimbus, understory. Tropical rainforests have 4 basic layers of trees. Which of these is not a layer in a tropical rainforest? Canopy, nimbus, or understory? Taylor has locked in her answer.
Kind of fast, too, didn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go with nimbus.
You gonna lock that in?
Yes. Wow, man, you really put the pressure on me that locked in. When you said lock it in, it's final. It's permanent.
But do not put a knockout punch on me, please.
I won't do that. I like you a lot. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Nimbus, B.
Nimbus. All right, let's take a look at what your 10-year-old classmate Taylor said. She said, nimbus.
Ooh, that makes me feel a lot better.
She can't save you.
No.
She doesn't have to. You're both right.
Yes.
All right. $3,500. We still got a shot at $150,000. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome back to a celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? This week, we have the WWE Superstars playing for charity. Today, it is Big Show. We still have $11,500 on the board, so pick a new classmate. Let's go get some money.
Man, I feel so bad just picking one. Come on over here, bro.
Come on over here.
Devin, you're next, bro. I swear.
Come on, say hello to Big Show.
How you doing, sir?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
You're my favorite.
Well, thank you.
There's 7 subjects on the board, Kamani. Where would you recommend Show goes next?
Anatomy,
he says.
Wow, he spit that out pretty quick, didn't he? Okay, you know what? Going with the kids is the best way to go, right?
Yes, indeed.
Fourth grade anatomy.
All right, here we go. Show, get it right. We can double that $3,500. Here's the fourth grade question. In the human eye, what 5-layered membrane is located in front of the iris? In the human eye, what 5-layered membrane is located in front of the iris? Kamani's locked in his answer.
I think that's a cornea, isn't it? Okay, we'll go for it. I'm gonna lock in cornea.
Cornea. Kamani also said cornea.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better. Yeah, wow.
Taylor also said cornea. Kevin also said cornea. Everybody in the classroom is right, it is cornea. first, second, and third.
I might stand a chance.
Still have two of your cheats left. Kamani, where do you think we should go next?
Well, I really love science, so this one I really don't have a preference.
Okay, physical science or animal science?
Let's go third grade physical science.
Third grade physical science, all right. Third grade physical science, the question is this. True or false, if an object has negative buoyancy, it will float in the water. True or false, if an object has negative buoyancy, it will float in the water. Kamani has locked in his answer.
I'm going to say that if an object has negative buoyancy, it'll float in water. I'm going to say that's false. I'm going to lock in my answer for false.
False.
Yeah.
Show.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Big Show.
I did it, didn't I?
You're absolutely right. Kamani said he liked all the sciences, but it's up to you. Where would you like to go next?
Third grade animal science.
Third grade animal science. All right. The third grade animal science question is this. In terms of average size, what species is the largest living member of the lizard family? In terms of average size, what species is the largest living member of the lizard family? I will give you a clue. It's not these pythons right here.
That's like an arm, only smaller.
Kamani's locked in his answer.
Yeah, God, I like that. I like the Komodo dragon. I'm pretty sure that's the largest lizard. And that's my answer, is the Komodo dragon.
Okay.
Okay. I hate pushing my button.
All right. Take a look at the board, because I think we do have a picture of the largest lizard. And that is the Komodo dragon. You're right. Come on, way. We're making a run at $150,000 for charity. Welcome back. We've got Big Show from the WWE in the classroom with us today. He's playing for the USO, and you've accumulated $12,000. We still have two of your cheats. You've got a copy and a save. We are down to the first and second grade questions. We got Kevin up here to help you now. All right, Kevin, we want to win money for the USO. Four subjects up there. Which one would you tell Show to go with next?
Second grade spelling.
Second grade spelling.
My phone spells everything for me, so this ought to be good. Second grade spelling.
Well, we got some help for you.
We got some help.
Here's the second grade spelling question. How many vowels appear in the following phrase? Cobra, smash, slam. How many vowels appear in the phrase cobra, smash, slam? Kevin's locked in his answer.
Okay, I'm feeling pretty good about this. All right, I'm gonna say four. I'm locking in my answer.
Locking in four. Take a look at the board. Cobra, C-O-B-R-A-S-M-A-S-H-S-L-A-M. That's four. You're right. There we go. Three subjects remain. Where next, Show?
Let's try second grade grammar.
Second grade grammar. You like that?
Yeah.
All right. Here is the second grade grammar question. When paired with a helping verb like have or has, the word go turns into what word in the past tense? When paired with a helping verb like have or has, the word go turns into what word in the past tense? Kevin's locked in his answer.
Okay, I'm gonna go with gone. I still have a save, right?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, I'm gonna go with gone.
Gone.
The word go turns into past tense is gone. Going gone. Gone.
All right.
Well, this is tough, man.
The correct answer is gone. You're right.
There we go.
Look at this. We're down to the first grade questions. Kevin, world geography or vocabulary?
Vocabulary.
Vocabulary. Okay. Vocabulary it is.
Vocabulary it is. All right.
Can't go wrong. Listen to the kids.
You guys making a pretty good tag team here.
Yeah, we are.
First Greek vocabulary. It's worth $500. The question is this. True or false? A male whale is called a bull. True or false? A male whale is called a bull. Kevin has locked in his answer.
A male whale is called a bull. I'm going to say true.
True. Taylor, what did you say?
I said true.
Kamani, what did you say?
False. Just kidding. I said true.
He's got a sense of humor.
He's messing with you.
Yeah.
Kevin said true. True's all around. True it is. You're right. Don't go away. We got a chance at $150,000 here today. Here's today's extra credit question. Named for an Italian chef, what salad with anchovies, romaine lettuce, and Worcestershire sauce was invented in 1924? Is it A, Caesar, B, Della Casa, or C, Misto?
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Before the break, we asked, name for an Italian chef, what salad with anchovies, romaine lettuce, and Worcestershire sauce was invented in 1924? The answer is A, Caesar. Welcome back to Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? All week long, the WWE superstars are playing for charity. Today, Big Show is here playing for the USO.
Yes, I am. Awesome.
I have $500 remaining on the board.
Okay.
You get it right, your total is up to $15,000. The first grade world geography question is this. If Kevin plans on visiting the three tallest mountains in the world, what continent will he be visiting? If Kevin plans on visiting the three tallest mountains in the world, what continent will he be visiting? He's locked in his answer.
I'm just gonna take a stab at it and do the most. I'm just gonna say Asia.
Okay.
Biggest continent, right?
Gonna lock that in?
Asia, yep.
Asia. You're right, it is in Asia. There we go. All right. Kevin, you gotta return to the classroom. Nice job.
Thanks, Kevin. Awesome job, bro. Good job.
All right, show. Let's talk about where we're at. You've got $15,000 for the USA. Yeah. I have a bonus question, which can multiply your winnings times 10. We could turn that $15,000 into $150,000. Now, bonus questions are always fifth grade questions. Let's review what we did in the fifth grade today.
Do we have to?
0 for 2.
Yeah.
And you have no classmates to help you on the bonus question. Let me show you the subject, and then we'll decide what you want to do.
All right.
The subject of today's bonus question is this. Social studies.
Take the money!
Yeah, I love the bets. It's all three of the kids that have just worked with me. Well, you better take the money. In all sincerity, after, you know, seeing a lot of stuff that our men and women go through, that is a great amount that will help the USO and support their cause. I'm not even beginning to be arrogant enough to gamble with that.
You want to drop out of school?
Yes, sir.
Hit that button, make it official. Drop it out of school. $15,000 for the USO. What a pleasure. You're such a gentleman.
Thank you,
sir.
Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for the work that you do helping to keep the morale up with our troops. That's awesome, man. Thank
our
you for
troops,
your trip to
kids,
the Far East. You betcha. All right, Show. One last thing I need for you to do for me before you leave.
I'm the Big Show from World Wrestling Entertainment. I'm the world's largest athlete. And without a doubt, I am not smarter than a fifth grade.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.